I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. We talk about ways to live better, ways to live with the seasons. We talk about how our life is changed by astrology. We talk about how all of the things, colors that we wear, change our mood, change our attitudes, change our direction. We talk about numbers, all of those things that are somewhat, I guess, mysterious in life, but are things that affect our lives. Feng shui is one of those things. We talk about that when we do our spring cleaning and how you set up your home and get rid of the clutter and have things in the right form and live, as I said, live as functionally. Actually, functional would be sort of what feng shui is all about, is when you think about it. It's two F words going back to back. But that's really what it's all about, isn't it?
It is. It's about, you know, how everything sort of deals with the flow of energy in your life. But also, if you see that broken clock or that pile of laundry every time you go into your house, it stores in your subconscious memory. So you always have this feeling of, you know, oh, that's broken, or I need to fix that, or I need to do that laundry. And so that kind of weighs on you as well. So there's more than just, you know, some kind of foo-foo about this.
I was going to ask you, as long as you brought it up, we had a question on our morning stumper about disposophobia. Do you know what that is? It is hoarding.
Sure.
Can you imagine hoarding is it's obviously it's a mental condition, but I can't imagine how does somebody live? That's got to change all of the way that person lives, obviously, or how they were living was changed by getting the phobia, right?
Right. And so the thing is that if you think of it in the terms of feng shui or energy, it's like all of that clutter acts like a clog in your drain. So it's like, you know, just like when the drain is clogged, like things don't function, things don't flow. So there's that particular thing going on where that energy will not flow. So things aren't happening as quickly and moving the way that you want to. Then there sort of becomes this overwhelmingness, and then you can't really do a whole lot with that. And then they always say that our external environment affects our internal mind and body, but also they're finding, again, that your internal mind and body can also reflect how you treat your external environment.
So everything is all interconnected, is what you're
saying.
Again,
absolutely.
All right, we're talking about May. It is the month of Taurus. My mother was a Taurus. My daughter, my oldest daughter, a Taurus. John F. Kennedy was a Taurus. I'm not sure who else shared that, but May. Yeah, May is, it's also Mother's Day. I don't know if Mother's Day was selected because it is in May or because of Taurus or not. I have no connection to that, but it is sort of that, the precursor to summer, isn't it?
It is, and we're getting ready, you know, to kick off at the end of the month to have our first major holiday of the summer with Memorial Day. And again, you know, I've done a lot of study with name letter similarity. So, of course, Mom starts with an M and May starts with an M. So subconsciously, someone could have picked it for that. But as we go through what the actual characteristics of Taurus are, it does sound a lot like, you know, characteristics that most mothers have, too. So Taurus runs from April 21st through May 20th, and it's the sign of the bull. It's considered a feminine sign as far as like a yin sign. If you were to look at Chinese medicine, it's an earth sign. So when you think about it, it's very grounded, very rooted, you know, stable with that as well. And it has a fixed quality. So not only is it an earth sign, which is that stableness, it's a fixed quality. So it doesn't move very fastly. And the thing is that stubbornness, when you think of Taurus, stubbornness comes to mind. But also so does loyalty and warmth and generosity, dependability, reliability, stability, all of those kinds of things. And then the ruling planet is Venus. So when we look at it from health issues, generally the Taurus is going to affect things like the neck, the shoulders, the throat, the voice, you know, all of those kinds of things, tonsils. But because Venus rules the veins in our body, Taurus can also have some issues with vascular issues, like, you know, maybe they have high blood pressure or things like that. It can put a strain on the circulatory system.
My mother had varicose veins.
And there's the example with that, too, with the thing. So I'm telling you, I've been doing this for a really long time, and you know, it's like I started first noticing the pattern clear back when I first started that most of my clients had, like the majority of my clients, their first letter of their last name started with an S. And I'm like thinking, well, that's kind of interesting. And then I started looking at the zodiac connection, and I'm telling you, it's like 100% almost of the time it absolutely, they come in with the complaint or the most thing with that. So that's the ruling part of their body. And we're going to talk about that with each sign as we go along throughout the year. But so Taurus is going to be more likely to either have head, like more neck issues. Like if they're in a car accident, they're more likely to have a whiplash than say possibly, because that's either the weakest part or the strongest part of their body.
Okay, my mother had a my mother did have vascular problems, and she also had a stroke, and that is eventually what took her life. So a lot of things. It's interesting following this from an astrological standpoint. Now, obviously, you know, you have to really, if you're going to be doing a study of someone, you're going to get into the much more detail, aren't you?
Yes. Yes. You mean if, as a client, or
well,
you mean if somebody's
I'm saying
looking
if,
at...
Yes, if you really are looking at it. I know Doug Steffen does has, you know, that on a feature on his morning show where he actually does talk about it and goes into the nuts and bolts and all of the detail, because what your sun sign is one thing, and what... you know, where was the moon in and the stages
and there is a lot of layers of depth, you know, just for the purpose of the show. I just thought it would be kind of interesting to give people a general overview. But I do want to send a little reminder out there for the doubting Thomases is that, Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, actually did an astrological chart on every single person. He followed the astrology when people would come in, and he would treat with holistic things like massage and stuff. So this has been going on for centuries.
Astrology predates astronomy.
Yes, yes. So the colors, again, that would go with earth signs are earth colors. So maybe the browns, the hues of that. But then also think falls, like as far as like oranges and yellows and a few reds, not a lot of reds. But then it's going to also have any kind of earth tone. So greens also, because green is the most plentiful color on the planet. So it's a nature color as well. So those are good colors for people who are a Taurus. That's going to help give them, you know, more energy. They're going to feel more comfortable in that kind of environment.
What is compatible with Taurus?
Because it's an earth sign, any earth sign is going to be, and this is a generality again, is going to be more compatible with other earth signs and also then water signs. So for Taurus, it's going to be compatible with Virgo and Capricorn because those are the other two earth signs, but then also Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer. So doesn't mean that if you're a Taurus who's madly in love with a Leo, it's not going to work, because again, then that's when you have to look at that really in-depth chart.
My father was a Taurus. Not a Taurus. He was a Scorpio because I was born on my father's birthday.
So. And they say, too, that probably the most best match for Taurus is Scorpio. So that's kind of interesting,
when there were
too.
Four of us in the house, three of us had the same birthday.
Wow. And did you each get your own cake?
We had to share the cake, but it was three of us, and all born on the same day. So we had three Scorpios and a Taurus.
Oh, because you're a twin too.
Yes.
Oh, that's
so
interesting.
Anyway, that's another story. But we're talking about what's going on this month. We have the notorious Mercury in retrograde, and I don't know. What Mercury in retrograde seems to be the thing that most people, even if you're just a casual observer or a casual listener, you hear the term Mercury in retrograde, and it says, okay, be careful about travel, be careful of contracts, anything you do, you know, anything can be disrupted in your life. What specifically, why does it do that? Do you know? From an astrological standpoint?
Well, you know, first of all, it's the appearance that it's moving backwards in the sky. So it's the retrograde with that. But again, there's gravitational pull and all kinds of things that are going on with people. But, you know, Mercury is a hot planet. And so it's going to have a lot to do with, you know, it's also kind of a warlike planet, but it also deals with change. And so things are changing constantly. And when you think about it, if you're traveling, all of a sudden your gate gets changed, your flight gets delayed, that's a change, your luggage gets lost, well now you gotta change what you're gonna wear. So really this retrograde thing is all about how there's unexpected changes. And if you kind of looked at it that way, like if you sign a legal document during Mercury retrograde, expect later on there's gonna have to be a change or an addendum added to that.
What about if you get married during Mercury retrograde?
Well, you know, that kind of depends too, because one of the things that with Mercury retrograde, you know, we always talk about the negative, don't do this, don't do this. One of the things that Mercury is really good for is reconnecting with pals or friends or family members or associates from your past. So it's kind of a way to sort of bring things to completion as well. Again, if you were somebody who was born in Mercury retrograde, maybe you met your, you know, spouse in Mercury retrograde, but it's also, so I wouldn't say it's negative. It kind of depends again on your individual chart, how the Mercury is going to affect you with that too. But generally, sometimes, you know, things look, when we go back in Mercury retrograde and all of a sudden this old spouse appears from the past or something like that, maybe it looks a little bit better than what it really is. And when Mercury goes direct, you're like, oh, gee. You know.
Well, getting married itself is a change, and bringing family members in would be a change too.
And so again, like that is like a positive thing. Like I don't see that as necessarily a negative thing with that. So, it brings completion with that too, but expect a lot of changes. Like there might be a last minute flower substitution or the photographer doesn't make the connection, you know, expect those kinds of things.
Don't worry. We've been through a pandemic. We're used to change. That's one of the things. This entire year has been a year of change, and it's been a year of all kinds of things that have been disrupted from our normal routine. It's like the whole year has been Mercury in retrograde on a super scale.
We have been going backwards. And the thing is, too, is that now this Mercury retrograde is also a little bit different because it's in the sign of Gemini, which is the sign that rules Mercury. So that's an air sign, so expect there to be a lot more communication issues. But it's also, we're in a 5 month. So when we talk about the numbers, we're in a 5 month. And five is all about risk, change, variety, travel, freedom. So this is going to be one of those Mercury retrogrades where I look for things to get shook up. And Taurus doesn't deal well with change. They like things stable, steady, predictable, reliable. And they're very patient, but look out, you know, if you get them angry, like then they're going to charge like a bull. So this is going to be a time, if you are a Taurus, this particular month and retrograde is going to be a little challenging. You just need to be flexible.
You think of May, you think of graduations. That seems to be graduation month, which is a change in itself.
Freedom, you know.
Yes, all of the things that happened in May, Memorial Day weekend, or all of the things, that's later on. I think that's actually, that's
the end of the month.
That's at the end of the month. But it's a month where it's a transition month, really.
It is. It's a 5 month. And if you look back last year at the pandemic, from a numerical standpoint, you know, everything happened in the 3 month, March. So that's when we had to be creative, and three is about creativity. Four was when we hunkered down, and that's about being stable, dependable, reliable. You know, everybody hunkered down, they tried to do the thing. And by five, by May, that's when people were like, okay, when's this going to end? You know, I want to go out and do things, I want to start things, and that's when there was this push to try to get restaurants back open and things like that. And so the numbers, you know, again, the numbers really can show you what that energy is going to bring in for the month and how it's going to affect you. So
wow.
Five is all about change.
All right. Understanding all of the hidden meanings behind all of the things that help to make your life what it is. Rhonda Reif. Rhonda, if they want more information about any of the things we talk about, or obviously any of the things you talk about, whether it be massage, whether it be any of the other... what is it you have? You have a whole line of other products, do you not?
I do have products. I have spa products, retail products. You know, back in the day, I was the first person to win that Des Moines County best new business idea and I did my own line of spa products, lotions, oils. I have the CD, the books.
All right. Well, but then the best thing to do is give you a call. Is that right?
They can give me a call at 319-752-0175.
Online?
They can find me on Facebook, Rhonda Reif, or www.lifespathwaysllc.com.
All right. And join us again next time when we talk ways to live with the seasons and also the signs of the season. All of that with Rhonda.